all of these psulim, whether it's a czar or a current apostle, she kiblu es adam, let's say he made a kabbalah sadam with the machshava chutzas man of chutzim koymoi, so chuda means nothing, since for kabbalah you have to have a koyin, and here the koyin was posel, it's not called an avoida. So therefore, even though he thought of real machshava, the machshava is not chal, and therefore, im yesh dam hanefesh, if there's more blood in the neck of the animal, the korban, yachzor hakosher v'kabel, do the avoidus kabbalah over again. Because the first kabbalah that was done through a psul or a zar is not called a kabbalah at all. What's going to be kibbul hakosher? Let's say a kosher kohen made the kabbalah. And after he made the kabbalah of a nothing apostle, he handed it over to a kohen that's apostle. The Mishnah says, yachzor hakosher, let him return it back to the kosher. This we had exactly, we had already this Gemara before in the first parrot, in the second parrot. But halacha shleb regular, shmo halacha, not shmo halacha. If it's called halacha, then you have to make sure it doesn't come close to the mizbeach. Where here is talking about, it did not go closer. Therefore, yachz lo kosher. The old halacha shleb regular, shmo halacha, then there's nothing wrong. Now, kibul b'yamino, let's say a crane was mekabel the dam in his right hand the way he's supposed to, and then v'nosan l'smerle, he put it into his left hand, so that's no psul. Let him just put it back in his right hand and continue making the halacha. What's going to be kibbul b'klishoros? The kohen made a good kabbalah with the klishoros. The nosan l'kli choil, then he poured out the dam into a regular kli. The halacha is yachzor l'kli kodesh. Let him just pour it back into the kli kodesh and it's pekasher. It doesn't become sul the fact that in between it went into a kli choil. As long as at the beginning the dam came from the neck of the animal straight into a kli shoros, that's called a kabbalah. What's going to be now nishpach min akli al rizpa? Let's say after you made a good kabbalah, now the dam spilled from the kli shoros onto the floor, and the osu, your kohen gathers it together again and puts it back in kli shoros. Again, kosher, there's no psul, since there was a kabbalah made, and now there's no halacha done here, like we had before in the Gemara, then now you just gather it together and you make a kosher halacha. What's going to be nosnu agabi akedis? Let's say if you made the kabbalah sadam and the halacha, now you make the zrika, you put the dam on the plank going up to the mizbeach. Shalei k'neged ha-yisoid, because you put the dam on the wrong corner of the mizbeach, the corner that does not have the yisoid to it, mizrachas remes. Or else north, when you put the dam as ha-nistan l'mata, it's supposed to put on the bottom part of the mizbeach, l'mala, instead you put it on top, the top part of the mizbeach. That's the opposite way. For yes, ha-nistan l'mala, the dam that's supposed to be on the top part of the mizbeach, you put it now lamat in the bottom part of the mizbeach, or else you have nisnim b'fnim, the dam is supposed to be brought in the mizbeach apnim, you brought it b'chutz in the mizbeach achitzayin. If you have nisnim b'chutz, the dam is supposed to be put on the mizbeach achitzayin, you put it by mistake b'fnim, in the mizbeach apnim inside. The halacha is in all these cases, im yesh dam hanefesh, if there's more dam hanefesh left in the animal, yachzor hakosher b'kabel, let him make a new kabbalah and a new zrika. And we had the Gemara before, because here we're talking about that the psulim made these zrikas. Therefore, it's not called a zrika at all. Therefore, if there's more dam, you can make a new kabbalah and a new zrika. If a kohen kosher would have made these type of zrikas, even though it's on the wrong place, but now we had the Gemara before, we passed in shleibim kaimim. It's called like a reach to mizbech, it's from kaimim dami, and it would be called a zrika. Here, the halacha that you could do the zrika over again is because we hold. Or really, it's totally zed is there. If you hold shleibim kaimon, it's kim kaimim dami, you have to say here the psulim did it. And if you hold before shleibim kaimon is lav kim kaimim dami, it's not called a zrika at all, then even if a kosher did it, it's not called a zrika at all, you could do it over again. Alright, we'll stop there. We'll continue the Gemara on the next day. You were holding daf lamed beis omer aleph by the Gemara. Mor says, Sadiq from the Mishnah is that Shochetu Diyevid in. Mashma, that's what we say a Zar is kosher to make a Shechita by Kochim. Mashma, it's only Diyevid. If he did it, then it's good. But Mashma, Lechetchila, at the beginning, you should not have a Zar to do it. But rather, it's better to have a Kohen to make the Shechita. That's what's Mashma, because the Mishnah says, Kol Absulim Sheshochetu. Mashma, if they made the Shechita, then Shechitosim Shera. But mashma, that's not the way the chetchil is supposed to be done. Morris says, "Ruminu, I have a question. Is that true? We dash in the Gemara in Yumin, it says, Vishokat, so we dash in Shchita Bizak Sheirom, that a Zar is allowed to make a Shchita on Karbonis. Why? Shah Shchita Ksheri Bizarim, because a Shchita is kosher even with a Zar, even not though he's a Kohen. Uve Noshim, a lady can make a Shchita. Uve Yavodim, Uve Tameim, even though you're Tamei. The Afilo B'Kotshi Kedoshim, even by Kotshi Kedoshim also, we have this cloud that a Zar is allowed to make the Shechita by Korban. Why? Because the Pasuk says B'Shochat. Now the other Gemara is, maybe not that way, maybe it's not that way, Ela B'Kahanim, maybe you need a Kohen to make the Shechita. How do you know to tell me B'Shochat means even a Zar, maybe it means only a Kohen? So Gemara says, Amar, so I'll tell you, V'chimein Boso, from where are you coming from? Like, where would, what's your havmina to say, you should have to have a kohen? It does not say the word kohen here. So, chorb shit, you do not need a kohen. So, Mor says, no, the havmina was, mechlau shenema, since the post says, in Banidbor, vi'at uvonecha itcho, tishmu eskunaschem, luchol devar ha-mizbeach. So, since the post says, mach, with anything that has to do with the mizbeach, you should need a kohen. So, Yochel, I would have thought to say, that maybe after shchita, maybe even the shchita should also be done with the kohen. So how do you know to tell me that a shchita is kosher bizar? But when this pasuk of v'yato v'necho itcho tishmu es kunaschem l'chol d'var ha-mizbeach would be mashm anything. So mashm even the shchita also has to be done with a kohen, not with a zar. So how do you know to say that even a zar was kosher for shchita? On this we say Talmud Lema, the pasuk says in the beginning of Vayikra, V'shochat es ben ha-bokol afnei Hashem V'ikrivui. But B'shah Shchita just says V'shochat mashmani bari. Then by V'ikrivu, there it says V'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim. So it does in Mikabola V'eloch mitzvah kuna, that you only need a Kohen starting from the Kabbalah. By the Kabbalah Saddam onwards, after that the Haloch and the Zerikom has to be done with the Kohen. But the Shchita Limud, we learn after this posik, al hashchita shekshero b'chol adam, that a shchita is kosher with anybody. That's why the posik says tam, v'shochat es ben ha-bokos ne'ashem, mashma the shchita is kosher with anybody. Then when it says v'krivu, there it's mashma mikabol of yelech. There it says v'krivu b'ne'ar v'nakahanim, from there we say you need a kohen. From kabol onwards it's mitzvah kuna. That's what we're saying, limud, al hashchita shekshero b'chol adam. So the chorus mashma lechetchila a zar is allowed to make the shchita. So why does our mishnah say loshnov sheshochetu only b'dieved? Tumar says true. Really, who adin the same halacha should apply? The afilu lechetchila nami. Even lechetchila a zar is allowed to make a shchita by kochim. So why does the mishnah say loshn sheshochetu? Or mishum de kaboy lemisna? Because since our mishnah wants to also say that tameim, that a person that's tamei, he is also allowed, he is also, his shchita is also kosher. But here, where a person is tamei, here for sure it's only lechetchila loy, lechetchila he should not make the shchita if you are tamei. And why? Because midrabanan there's a gzera shema yigia the basar. We're afraid maybe you'll touch the basar, you'll be mitama the basar, and we don't want that to happen. Therefore, lechetchila we tell a tamei, a person that's tamei, not to make the shchita. So therefore, Tana Sheshachatu. Therefore, it says the locha that b'dieved, if they made the shchita, it's ksheira. Really, that's going, that lashon is going only on a person that's tamei. But some a person that's a zar or a kohen that's a posel, a balmum, there even lechetchila, he's allowed to make the shchita. Now the Gemara says, v'tamei b'dieved shafidomei. But what are you telling me? A person that's tamei, if he makes the shchita, b'dieved it is kosher. I remember, I have a question. It says v'somach v'shochat v'dashim what v'somach make a smicha, put your hand on top of the head of the animal, and then v'shochat make a shchita. So v'dashim mas smicha b'tahirim, just like the smicha on the korban has to be done the person that's tahor, and we'll soon see later how do we know this. Av shchita b'tahirim, the same thing, that the shchita also has to be with the person that's tahor and not with the person that's tamei. So how meaner is this? Is a psul midiraisa. So who it's mashma if a tomei makes a shchit even with the evidence possible. Gemara says not midirabonin. I'll tell you this drush is only midirabonin. And it's exactly like Rashi says, Shem Yiga B'Bosor. But the Rabbanon is also because we're afraid maybe you'll come to touch other meat. Now the Gemara says, Mai Shunos Smicho, why do you say this by Smicho? The Pasuk says, L'pnei Hashem, so therefore you're telling me what a Smicho has to be done with a person that's Tor, because it says, L'pnei Hashem, so if so, Shchita Nami, Vashchita itself also, Hoksir, the Pasuk says, L'pnei Hashem. So what do we have to learn out from the Somach B'Shocha, just like Smicho is B'Tor, the person's Tor, Vashchita also says the word L'pnei Hashem. So I would know by itself you have to have a person's Tor. The word says like this, no, Evsha Diyovid Sakin Arucha Vishachit. It's possible to Shvita, even though the animal has to be Lufnei Hashem inside the Azara. And the Chur, if you're Tomei, you're not allowed to be inside. So the Pshat is, you could be standing outside the Azara, and you'll have a nice long knife. And with the long Sakin, you'll make the Shvita. So Evsha Diyovid Sakin Arucha. That's in the case where it would be kosher, where the person is standing outside the Azara. He's Tomei, but he has a nice long knife, and then he's making a shechita with this knife. So the shechita goes in, the knife goes inside, and makes the shechita on the behemoth that's inside. The Gemara says it so, Smicha Nam, the Chur said the same story by Smicha also. Evsha Dumail Yodei, the Somach, maybe could stick his hands inside the Azara, and put his hands on top of the carbon. Maybe he can make a smicha. As the Chur, now when the animal's alive, there's no still like to touch it when you're tummy. You're not going to be in the tummy of the animal when it's alive. If the only Yishayla will soon say by the Shechita, that after he makes the Shechita, he has to be careful not to touch the meat. Because once he makes the Shechita, once he kills the animal, now the Alachur is the animal is Mekabel Tumah. The boss is Mekabel Tumah. But the Smicha, the Shash, you're making a Smicha, the animal's still alive, there the animal's not Mekabel Tumah. The Chur, even though the person is tummy, it has to be with Hashem. Let him be standing outside, and just to put his hands inside. Maybe that's the way he'll make a smicha. That's the more kasha. Tamura says no. Kesava, we hold that the dias this time holds that the dias to nixas shimod dia. That you know, even putting your hands inside the azara when your tummy is also, even though it's a dias to nixas, I mean the only part of you is coming in, that's also awesome. The Torah says that a Tomei should not come into the Beis Hamikdash. Not only does it mean the whole body, a roi for the body, but even a mixtap, even just the hand that's also to put in. Therefore, the smicha you cannot make when you are Tomei. But the shechita, it's possible to have a nice long knife, and you'll be standing completely outside, and your hands also will be outside. Just the long blade will go inside and make the shechita. So that's why the smachta to say that you should not do it when you're tamei, it's from the tekesh of v'somach v'shochat. But just like smicha should not be done when you're tamei, the same thing is shechita also. The Gemara answer is only midrabbanan, but midiraisa, like it says in our Mishnah, if a person that's tamei makes the shechita is kshela. Rav Chisda masna itcha. Rav Chisda learned it the opposite way, like this: v'somach v'shochat. This is the limud. It says the word v'somach next to the word v'shochat. And he learns like this, Ma Shechita B'Tohirim, just like Shechita is supposed to be with the person that's Tor, is that Smicha B'Tohirim. The same thing, the Smicha should also be with the person that's Tor. That's the way he dashed. Now we ask, Ma Shechita B'Shechita B'Lufnei Hashem, but why do you say for sure that Shechita has to be done with the Tor, because it says the word Lufnei Hashem? So you could say the same thing, smicha also, the same thing by smicha.